Speaking at the first annual International Quds Conference and Exhibition, Imam Muhammad Al-Azi of the Washington, D.C. Islamic Center condemned what he described as the toxic psychology of the Zionists who have illegally occupied Palestine and engaged in massacre of the Arab population. Azi called on Muslims across the world to condemn the Israeli regime for its sustained racism and its massacre of innocent Palestinians without a twitch of conscience. However, he says Muslims should thank Allah for exposing the Israeli crimes against humanity, saying there is hope for the liberation of Palestine and all occupied territories.
Liberation is in the making, and the oppressors, these oppressors, they are on their way out. And I think they have a deep sense, deep down inside themselves, that they are losing. The future is the future of equality and justice. And justice shall be done.
During the event, participants also condemned last year's killings in Quds Day rallies, where dozens of Shia Muslims were murdered by members of the Nigerian military during a peaceful protest in the northern city of Zaria. The case is still under investigation by the Nigerian Human Rights Commission almost 1 year after the incident.
The people ought to need to know that those who carried out the massacre, they were agents of injustice, agents of all evils against the good.
A special exhibition displayed images of the killing of the 33 Shia Muslims last year.
According to the Islamic Movement of Nigeria, this event will be observed every year.
It said the annual event would remember the plight of the Palestinians and the dozens of Shia Muslims unjustly killed in Zaria in the year 2014. Anjum Abdullahi, Press TV, Abuja.